From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. One of the Virginia Tech shooting victims, 20-year-old freshman Henry Lee, is being recalled as funny, brilliant, and helpful by staff and students at Fleming High School in Roanoke, Virginia. More from NPR's Rachel Jones.
Fleming High's principal, Susan Willis, was at a seminar in Richmond when she learned about the shootings. Mesmerized by the cable TV images, Willis says one thing consumed her.
I thought immediately, Hen Lee, my salutatorian, who is an engineering major who takes classes in Norris Hall.
Back in Roanoke, at first Willis was told Lee was safe, but a late evening call confirmed that Lee was in fact among the dead. Willis says Lee came to the U.S. from China as Hen Lee. She's not certain, but she thinks he was somewhere between 6 and 9 years old. Willis does know that he didn't speak a word of English, but she says his enthusiasm about learning and his brilliance helped him succeed, so much so that Lee eventually graduated second in Fleming High's class of 2006. But though Lee was known as funny and outgoing, Willis says he balked when told he'd have to give the salutatorian speech.
And he said to me, please, you know, don't make me do it. And so it was for probably a month. He would walk by my office, and he would shake his head no, and I would nod my head yes.
But Willis says Lee gave a rousing speech that impressed the 5,000 attendees at last June's graduation.
And then afterwards, he shared with me, thank you, he said. And he grabbed me and hugged me and said, thank you for making me do that.
That achievement was heightened because Lee had only recently become an American citizen. That's when he changed his name from Hen to Henry. 18-year-old Tequila Cooper knew Lee from 6th grade in Roanoke's Breckenridge Middle School until 10th grade at Fleming. Cooper was checking the Facebook website for another reason when she noted tributes to a Henry Lee of Virginia Tech.
I was like, you can't be serious. I just saw his profile like a couple of days ago where he had updated it and put a new picture up.
Cooper says Lee was the kind of guy who could tell if you were having a bad day. He always tried to make people laugh to help brighten their spirits. He was also a good friend who helped Cooper by explaining their advanced math homework simply.
When we were in middle school, he always showed me his grades, and it pushed me harder to get better grades. So I think he was inspiration.
Fleming High's principal, Willis, says Lee's parents live in Roanoke and that he had 9 siblings and that he was one of the most extraordinarily gifted students she ever worked with. Rachel Jones, NPR News.